Thanks, Sharon, and for the opportunity to come and give you an update on CAT-1004, an anti-inflammatory molecule that we have at Catabasis. That's now staged at a phase two initiation start point. We've completed our phase one clinical studies with the molecule. And our intention here was to produce a very safe anti-inflammatory agent that could address the inflammation that's found in young boys with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, particularly around the NF-kappa-B pathway. This is one of several programs that exist in Catabasis. The CAT-1004 program focused on inflammation and an NF-kappa-B. The CAT-2000 program is focused on dyslipidemia and modulates a protein called PCSK9. It's the first oral agent that does this, and we think there are several orphan applications for that compound in familial chylomicronemia and several other disease states. And finally, the third program that's active at Catabasis is focused on psoriasis and the NRF2 pathway, the CAT-4000 program, and that still remains preclinical. But the CAT-1004 program, focused on NF-kappa-B, is a smart linker conjugate of salicylate and the omega-3 fatty acid DHA. We've completed our phase one program with this molecule. It's been in over 100 individuals to date for up to 2 weeks duration. We've demonstrated target engagement for NF-kappa-B and movement of biomarkers in normal individuals and then in individuals that had a mild inflammation on board as well. And as I had mentioned, we're ready to start phase two studies. CAT-1004, this NCE was designed to affect both the P65 aspect of NF-kappa-B, which drives pro-inflammation, and to affect the P50 aspect of NF-kappa-B, which activates anti-inflammation or the resolution pathway. We utilize the salicylate and DHA components that we bring together using a chemistry platform technology within the company to produce CAT-1004. And we produce NCEs, which typically will display 2 to 3 orders of magnitude. That's 100 to 1,000 times more potent than the individual components used alone. And this is, I think, a clear demonstration of the power of our technology platform and being able to amplify the pharmacology of the two pathway components that we bring together. CAT-1004, it was designed to enter cells and be cleaved by an intracellular enzyme that only resides in inflamed cells to its components, and that's what's demonstrated here across the three panels, A, B, and C. Basically, inhibition of the target protein P65, and you can see the very strong effect with CAT-1004 in the green bar, and disappearance of the parent molecule and appearance of the omega-3 metabolite. When we've looked at this molecule in MDX models, this is a short-term, 3-week duration model. This was run in Children's National Hospital. We see reduction in inflammation equivalent to what's produced with prednisone. We don't see any of the prednisone-like side effects that are associated with CAT-1004 because it's a very clean NF-kappa-B modulator. In fact, when we look at the number of degenerating muscle fibers per field, we have a similar effect to what's produced with prednisone. However, because NF-kappa-B transrepresses muscle satellite stem cells, when we inhibit activation of NF-kappa-B in muscle satellite cells, we actually see an increase in regenerating muscle fibers. And I think that this is an aspect of the therapeutic that's particularly appealing in a disease like Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. Lee Sweeney did some experiments in dogs at UPenn, and this is data just showing a single-dose administration of CAT-1004 to dogs inhibits inflammation in circulating monocytes in the blood. And when you take the blood and then you stimulate it with an inflammatory stimulus, you're able to get a inhibition of this as well. And that's demonstrated in panel C and the translation to an important inflammatory protein, TNF-alpha, is demonstrated in panel D. Some of the newer data that we've accumulated with CAT-1004 or CAT-1041 in models of Duchenne's muscular dystrophy are demonstrated here on longer-term treatment, and these are studies that are still ongoing in Lee's lab. MDX mice travel greater distance and perform better. And the panel on the right-hand side is 13 weeks of dosing in GRMD dogs. And I think you can see, and let me see if this pointer will work. There we go. When we look at baseline and then 13 weeks later, you can see how severe inflammation has become in these dogs in terms of measuring plasma TGF-beta levels. And you can see how that's just knocked down with CAT-1004 treatment. We've performed three clinical studies with CAT-1004. We've performed a pharmacokinetics study. We've performed a multiple ascending dose study of 2 weeks duration, the 102 study. And we've performed a biomarker study, the 103 study. And I wanted to share with you some of the results from this work. When we've dosed adults for 2 weeks with CAT-1004, and we look at study day one before they receive the drug, and then on study day 14, and we do a very careful genetic analysis of the NF-kappa-B biomarkers, and this is a predefined gene set that comes from the Broad Institute. We see a very significant inhibition of NF-kappa-B in just about every patient that's here. The top bar shows the individual patients, and the bottom set of three panels located here are the placebos. When we look at now, instead of 14 days of administration of CAT-1004 and looking at inhibition of NF-kappa-B, this key driver of inflammation in dystrophic muscle. And now we look at a single-dose administration of CAT-1004 in eight individuals in a crossover study of 3 weeks' duration. So patients came into a clinic, had a dose of CAT-1004, and we measured NF-kappa-B activation in these individuals 2 hours after taking the dose. That's this result here. Then people were allowed to go home for a week, recover, come back, and had a dose of placebo. And you can see without effect on NF-kappa-B. And then recall that this is a molecule that consists of two components, salicylate and DHA, that's brought together to form a new NCE that's much more potent and effective. When you look at just the components in patients, really they're without effect. And so this demonstrates that CAT-1004 has a profound anti-inflammatory effect in people. And this is just that data compiled in a way which shows percent reduction of nuclear P65 NF-kappa-B, which is the key marker for measuring inflammation. And so a very strong positive effect. And I wanted to move pretty rapidly through all of that data, given both the hour, but then leave room for a couple of questions as well, because as we've now completed our phase one clinical program in over 100 individuals with this molecule, we're starting to think about and plan for our phase two, three studies. And so we'll certainly be looking forward to gaining input from groups like this. Okay, great. Thank you very much.